presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Woo! Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
They're jumping. They're doing too much, as always.
It's about 100% more than we're willing to do.
Yes, it is. And it's a blue Friday, and I want to know predictions. Do we think we got this?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Before this Falcons game, I was a little more nervous. Not that you beat the Falcons, you can beat anybody, but I'm feeling pretty good about things. I'm excited about the new guy that he just picked up.
And yeah.
You know what? Coming a little momentum, you never know what will happen. And he just played the Buffalo Bills, so he can tell us everything about playing them.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a little experience.
Yeah. Well, I have faith. Let's get to Tom from Olympia. Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Tom, perhaps what were you doing at 5:40 yesterday?
I was sitting down at the dinner table with my kids.
Oh, aww. That's actually really sweet. I assume you guys weren't listening to the men's room and you didn't hear the cheat sheet, did you?
Well, I would have to say we weren't listening to KISW.
Oh, okay. Well, for those playing at home, Tom has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
How many ancient wonders of the world are there?
7.
Correct. What ingredient makes the Shirley Temple red?
Pass.
Kelly Ripa met her husband on the set of which soap opera?
All My Children?
Yes. The best a man can get is a famous tagline from what company?
Gillette.
Correct. The 3 NFL teams from California are the 49ers, Chargers, and who?
Rams.
Yes. What happens if you get a gremlin wet?
They multiply.
Yes. Who had a wardrobe malfunction while performing at the 2004 Super Bowl?
Oh, Janet Jackson.
Yes. What was the first single to be released by the band Oasis?
Wonderwall?
No.
Pass.
Tony Stark is what superhero?
Iron Man.
Yes. How many chambers are there in a dog's heart?
2?
No.
3?
No.
4?
Yes. Wow, Tom, you didn't even really need that cheat sheet because you got all the answers correct that were on it. And you got 8 correct.
Ooh,
that's a good score.
I'm impressed.
I am too.
Way better than last time.
What'd you get last time?
4. Bob, 4-8.
You doubled your score. Let's see if it's good enough. I think it is. Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
How many ancient wonders of the world are there?
8?
No.
9?
No.
10?
No. Oh. What ingredient makes a Shirley Temple red?
Grenadine?
Yes. Kelly Ripa met her husband on the set of which soap opera?
Days of Our Lives?
No.
General Hospital?
No.
All My Children?
Correct. Yes. The best a man can get is a famous tagline from what company?
OnlyFans.
No.
Ashley Madison?
No.
Gillette?
Correct. The 3 NFL teams from California are the 49ers, Chargers, and who?
The Rams.
Yes. What happens if you get a gremlin wet?
You have to marry him. Oh!
No,
they multiply.
Who had a wardrobe malfunction while performing at the 2004 Super Bowl?
That'd be Janet Jackson.
Sure would be. What was the first single to be released by the band Oasis?
Wonderwall?
No.
Oh, wait. Supersonic.
Yes. Tony Stark is what superhero?
Iron Man.
Correct. How many chambers are there in a dog's heart?
4?
Yes. Wow, Steve. And with that, you got 9 correct. This is like a repeat of earlier this morning. 9-8. Sorry, yes. Tom.
It's okay. Nice game, Steve.
You too, Tom. Have a great weekend.
That it was a nice game.
Sweet victory.
You only missed the first question, and you danced all around it. There are 7 ancient wonders of the world.
So you're not counting Andre the Giant?
No.
I believe he was like billed as the 8th wonder of the world. From growing up being a wrestling fan, they always made that such a big deal. And I believe that that was true.
Of course.
No wonder why you got this question wrong.
Yeah. I blame wrestling.
Yeah, and congrats, you still won.
Live Night is coming back December 13th. We are going to be at Showbox Soto, and everything gets performed live that night for 4 glorious hours.
What is your favorite part of all the live?
Oh, I mean, usually insanity. It's the Foley artists.
The Foley artists.
They do all the sound effects, and they've got this crazy table of everything you could possibly need to make any sound known to man. And we even quiz them on it.
I think for me, I mean, I have a lot of favorite moments, but I think once we're able to kind of like be done with what we're doing, sit back and enjoy the show, the Barbershop Quartet always cracks me up on the men's room.
They're amazing. That's going to be part of it for sure. And we're going to be having special guests, lots of great stuff from the KISW New Originals. And if you don't have your tickets yet, shame on you. You can head over to KISW.com to get those right now. Rockaholics, we would love for you to call us so we can ask you a very simple question for anyone that either owns a home or is thinking of buying a home. 206-803-ROCK. And we promise this is a simple question.
This is a good one.
And we will ask it to you after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
In a poll, 30% of people said that they would not have a problem buying a house where someone had been murdered in it.
Just in time for the spooky season.
If it was otherwise a great house. 32% say murder would be a deal breaker. And 38% say that they don't know what they'd do.
So do they have to tell you if somebody was murdered or died? I mean, I don't know if they have to give you the full details. If somebody was dead in that house at some point and you're thinking about buying the house, does somebody have to tell you that?
So, in certain states, yes. In Washington State, no. And I just learned this right now. I
Do
thought
we need
that
to ask why you knew.
Okay, so American Horror Stories, or sorry, the show, it's filmed in California, and they do have a whole thing of like if it's a death or a suicide in the past year or 3 years, they have to disclose it.
Okay,
but only year or 3 years. But I thought that was just like the law of the land everywhere. But I looked it up.
Case by case,
Washington, you don't. They don't have to. They should. You can ask, but they don't have to tell you.
Mm. Oh, but I'd be weird if I asked a realtor and I'm like, hey, did anyone die in here? And they're just like, can't tell you. I'm like, well, then you're pretty much telling me,
right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently also younger adults are more hesitant about living in a house where there's been a murder, and women are more wary about it than men. So this leads to our simple question today.
It's the simple question.
And we're going to kick it to Jesse in Sumner. Jesse, would you have a problem buying a house where someone was murdered or died in it?
Yes, I would. If they were murdered, absolutely.
Okay.
If they just died of natural causes, I'd be fine. But murder is like, that's too much evil juju going on.
I feel like you and my wife are pretty much on the same page. I don't know if she would be okay even if they naturally died. I think she would be. Like, but the murdered one, she'd just be like, I don't think I could be in a house where that kind of, that energy is in there.
Yeah. Oh, and especially if it was pretty public, like depending how public the murder was.
Yeah.
Sorry, my son's in the car.
Well, what does he think? Would he buy a house?
Justin in Ferndale, same simple question to you. Would you have a problem buying a house where someone was murdered or died in it?
So before I looked this up, I told Sarah yes, but it tries to value the house down by 25%. So yeah, no, definitely.
Oh, dude, yeah. If I was able to get a massive discount on the home, I'd be looking at my wife and like, we just need, you know what? You just don't need to go in the room where it happened.
Yard, all of that. Yeah, no. Give me the house for 25% off. Yeah, sure. Deal.
Thanks, Justin. What about you, Taryn?
I mean, the house that we bought was foreclosed upon, so it was kind of a disaster. There could have been some wild stuff that happened in there, but we would never know.
But if you knew.
I mean, I'd just probably burn a little sage and call it good, you know?
You think Brad would be okay with it? Your husband?
Probably not. He gets a little creeped out by stuff.
So he's more sensitive about this?
Oh, yes. I have to be the tough one in our relationship.
Is it because he smokes a lot of pot and he doesn't want to get all paranoid thinking that, like, the ghost of the old owner is hanging out with him.
I think that would probably be a deal breaker for him. I think I could get past it. I mean, especially if like a lot of time had passed, like in our case of getting a house that no one had lived in for so long.
Yeah, I don't think it would have fazed me at all in any situation.
Really?
As long as the place is clean and I got a good deal, especially if I get a good deal, I'd be all right with it. I'm positive my wife would be like, we ain't doing it.
Right. What happens when things start touching you at night?
Ooh.
Well, then finally something is. Hey, oh. Depends on where they're touching me, Danny. Hey.
Denny's just announced that they have plans to close 150 of their restaurants, and many are very sad about this, while others, not so much. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Denny's has just announced their plans to close 150 restaurants and cut down the menu.
Aye.
It's a 71-year-old restaurant chain that's so important to so many of our histories and past lives and things of that nature.
Many a late night at the Denny's.
Absolutely. But they're saying that the sales have not been great. The late night is struggling. And they say about 10% of Denny's total restaurants are going to be closed.
Do you think a little bit has to do with DoorDash? Now people are just like, I'll just go home and I'll just DoorDash some food to my house as opposed to stopping in a restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, so I live in such a place where you don't really get to DoorDash much. Do they do it late into the night like that?
I mean, I don't know. Everyone's got a price.
Well,
I got to imagine there's somebody that's like, yeah, I'll drive over to your house at 3 a.m. and drop off an omelet if you're really going to pay me it.
Well, some people are heartbroken about Denny's closing up a lot of their restaurants, and other people's opinions are a little bit different, so we're going to go straight to the comments.
Took a few of these posts, and we sent them to our production director, Jason, and just said, hey, read some of these comments, do whatever impression you want, just to illustrate how worked up and how silly people get on social media, sometimes over to the dumbest stuff. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yes.
All right, here we go.
Oh, well, we eat at Waffle House anyway.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't really impact that lady.
I mean, I guess you can shift gears.
Which was your go-to?
Oh, it was always Denny's.
Denny's was the go-to?
Absolutely.
Denny's was third on, I think, our list back. Wow. Well, I don't even know if it was even third. The main go-to back when I was playing in a band, and we would play, like, you know, in Capitol Hill at some bars, and at the end of the night, you're like, dude, I don't want to go to bed yet, and still riding the high of playing the show, and we're hungry. IHOP in Capitol Hill. Oh, that was our number one spot. I loved going there. Number two, Sherry's.
Mmm. And they're closing all the Oregon locations.
I know. Sad day for people in Portland.
Still have never been to a Sherry's.
Oh, the pies. I think their loaded hash browns are phenomenal.
What?
Yeah, it's like hash browns with like cream cheese in them and others. Not cream cheese, sour cream.
Can we go? Can we go to a Sherry's, guys?
Yes.
It's next level. And then I think, though, some of the local institutions, like Beth's when that was around.
Oh, Beth's.
And the Hurricane.
Glows on Capitol Hill.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So now we sound like the old lady about the Waffle House. Here's our next comment about Denny's shutting down.
This is a sad day for old people.
Sad day for drunk people, too.
Well, you say drunk people. The one in Pullman, they had 75-cent wells when I was in school up there. 75. You could get hammered during the Seahawks game.
That, I don't know why, but that just feels weird that you're going to a Denny's to get wasted.
It was awesome.
I feel like that's where you go after you are wasted.
Yeah.
But for that kind of a deal, sign me up.
So great.
What? I'm surprised no one wants to pay $15 for eggs. Out of here, Denny's. Oh!
Okay, I think everywhere is charging a lot of money for eggs.
For sure.
Yeah, not just Denny's.
The price of eggs has gone up.
What was your go-to when you would go there?
Oh, man, I was like the Moons. Moons over my hammy.
Or any late-night breakfast type of a spot.
You never had the Moons?
No.
Other than my hammy. Mine was always the Huevos Rancheros.
I was a basic bitch.
Did you do the Grand Slam?
No, a couple eggs, couple of like sausage links or bacon, and then the toast.
What? How do you like your eggs?
It's a personal question I don't want to answer on the radio. Over easy.
Over easy. All right.
What about you?
Well, that depends on the day.
Do not say scrambled.
I do like a scrambled egg.
God dang it.
I do, but like, you know, over easy on a piece of toast, I love.
I'm only scrambling if I'm making the eggs, because I try and make something else and it backfires. So I'm like, well, F it. Just smushing around. It's now scrambled.
Yeah.
What's your go-to, Sarah?
I was the Grand Slam, but I would just get pancakes, English muffin, hash browns, and another English muffin. So it would just be a bunch of carbs.
Oh, yeah.
What was your, what kind of jam did you put on it?
Oh, strawberry. Do not even look at me. I know you're going to say grape, and I want to punch you in your face.
Ugh, grape?
Grape.
Oh, my God.
Grape all the time. It's the dominant flavor in everything. Soda, gum, jellies.
You and my husband are the only two people in the world that think that.
I only like my grapes in wine form. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our next comment.
Good. The carpet stinks there.
What? Maybe you should not lay on the floor when you're there. I would have never known that.
No.
That grand slam ain't slamming no more.
The Denny's up in Arlington was also always our destination after going to see the races at Skagit Speedway. That was like the gathering place for the kids of Stanwood.
That's awesome.
It was great.
Also the fun of being there late at night, like 2 a.m, and you're just around other drunk people and like overhearing their conversations and people are crying about things. It was always a fun time.
Oh, yeah.
We got one more comment about Denny's shutting down in some places.
This is what you get for getting rid of my spaghetti. Burn in hell, Denny's!
Wait, Denny's had spaghetti?
Yeah, of course they did. Yeah.
I don't know anybody that ever went and got like anything other than breakfast at a Denny's or any of those places. Denny's. No one ever gets an actual meal that's not breakfast.
That's how I feel about it.
I used to always get, they had veggie burgers, Steve. You could build your own burger.
That was before he was a veg head.
That's before I became a plant-based weirdo. Yeah.
Oh, they were good except for the one time they didn't give me a veggie burger.
what did they give you, an actual burger?
Yes, y'all, and I bit into it and I had a freak out and immediately spit it back on my plate and I've never trusted, like, I have everyone try the burger for me now.
So did you even get like one chew or was it just like immediately entering your mouth you knew?
Oh, no, I mean, I bit it. It was in my mouth and I was like, yeah, and I was like, bleh. And then at the time I was with my
friend. This doesn't taste like cardboard.
Yeah. Literally, I was like, this must be real.
Oh, man. RIP, a lot of Denny's. There's a man who was arrested for DUI while driving a Zamboni. We're going to tell you what's trending after Foo Fighters. As you make this morning yours, Rockaholics, we are here to hook you up with some information by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show. What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A Zamboni driver in Quebec, Canada, has been arrested on suspicion of DUI after a low-speed crash.
So he wasn't driving a car. He was in trouble for driving the Zamboni on the ice.
Yes.
I don't know why this is like the most Canadian story ever.
It's so Canadian. The driver was 25 years old and he was supposed to be cleaning the ice between two games. Nobody knows exactly what happened, but they are assuming he was wasted or something along those lines because he just drove the Zamboni straight into the boards.
It's not just the players enjoying some beers during a beer league game. Apparently, it's also the Zamboni driver.
Some witnesses called the police. They did administer a sobriety test and he did fail it because he was arrested and booked. Nobody was hurt, but a door onto the rink was damaged.
Do we, at the old rink, the people who ran it, these two, like a couple of like older guys, they were grumpy. I loved them. They were like two of my favorite guys, but one of the guys, he would get so pissed if you spent too much time on the ice after your game. Like, because a lot of those are like BSing with the other team, just cracking some jokes. You're slowly getting off the ice. You're grabbing all of your stuff. And he would just start up the Zamboni and wouldn't care. And he's like, if you're still on the ice and you're in my way, I'm not stopping. And it was there were a few close calls where we were like, dude, slowly F down. But he wasn't drunk. He was just mad.
Oh, no. I think that would be probably one of the more fun things to drive.
I was a little not jealous, but I was like, I was excited for Ryan Castle, but I was a little jealous. I'm like, did you see recently Ryan Castle got to drive the Zamboni?
Where was that?
I think he was either at the Showwear Center or at the Angel of the Winds Arena. Not during a game, but just like at a random time.
Oh, my gosh.
They let him get on it and just drive it around. He's like, bucket list. Right.
Ugh.
Do you think it'd be a good driver ride, or would you slam into a wall?
I think it'd be pretty good. Keep it between the lines.
All right, so there was a new study that was done by, every time I hear the name of this clinic, I think of the condiment, but I know it's not that, the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah.
Which would be weird if they're just like dealing with just mayonnaise and studies, but they figured out a way to determine if you are old and aging or not. And the way you do it, and I think we should all stand up and do it.
Okay.
You got to stand on your non-dominant leg.
Ooh.
So whatever leg you kick a ball with, stand on the other one.
Okay.
All right. If you could do this for 30 seconds without swaying, without like doing anything weird, that means that you're still young.
I'm doing a yoga pose.
How are we all doing right
so
now?
Good.
Danny looks like he's going to fall over, though. He looks very tilted.
I'm also drunk, so it's fine.
Get him a Zamboni. Yeah, I don't know why, but for some reason they said, yeah, if you're able to stand on just one leg, that means that you're young at heart, or just young in spirit, or just young in general.
We're so young.
Look at all of us. We've just been doing it. Hopefully,
so hard about this.
Hopefully nobody's trying that. Well, you're also doing like some weird yoga pose, like namaste thing.
It feels natural.
Well, congratulations. Yeah. None of us, I guess, are officially old. Don't believe ages. Sarah, you're good.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. I didn't sway at all. Hopefully you guys saw that.
Well, that story was complete crap because we're all old as F.
No, not all of us.
To celebrate its 62nd birthday, Taco Bell is reviving 5 fan favorite menu items with its decades menu, and they launch 4 on Halloween and a 5th on November 21st.
Okay, we got to check with Danny, because I think Danny's our resident Taco Bell guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am.
I've gone to a few Taco Bells in my life, but I don't think I know most of these items that are on the menu.
Yeah.
Okay, so these are all under $3. The returning items are the 60s tostada.
Oh, well.
I know what a tostada is.
I was going to say, I feel like that was my go-to when I was a kid. My mom would always just get me the tostada, beans, cheese, and lettuce on top. Oh, so good.
The 70s green sauce burrito.
Do you know what's funny is I just ordered, you can order those. Like, you can order, like, a bean burrito with just green sauce.
Because they're just pre-packaging it so that people will buy these things. Probably. Like, we already had these on the menu. We'll just add 70s. Which makes me think green sauce burrito sounds like some, like, euphemism for, like, weed.
Oh, yeah.
Bunch of stoners in the 70s.
80s Mexi-Melt.
Oh, dude. The Mexi-Melt was pretty awesome.
I don't remember that one.
I don't know that one.
The 90s Gordita Supreme.
Of course. The Gordita Supreme is amazing.
And the 2000s Caramel Apple Empanada.
We don't need that.
I've never had that one.
I know. I just don't like dessert.
Oh. Do you go Supreme with all of your stuff at Taco Bell? I feel like if you're not getting Supreme, you're just missing out.
You know what's crazy? Yes, first off, because I love the sour cream. Secondly, yep. We went to a Taco Bell in Spokane recently, and they asked us, it was late night after emo night, and we were getting our thing, and they were like, do you want Supreme or spicy? And I was like,
both?
Well, so that being said, I was like, oh, well, we'll try spicy. Whenever. But they didn't give us an option for regular. What spicy is they just threw a bunch of fresh jalapenos on top of everything.
Oh, I thought they were going to give you a link to their OnlyFans page.
They did, yeah. Okay.
Did you like it?
You know, honestly, not really. I didn't like it. And they upcharged you for every item. And we had ordered like 14 items. And it was like 80 cents. So we ended up spending like an extra $14 for spicy. And it wasn't even that spicy.
Was that even on the menu?
No.
Or was that like their own thing? They're like, dude, we've got a lot of jalapenos. I got to wait for us to make an extra couple bucks.
I think they made it up. Like, but at that
point, animal style, but that's it's spicy style.
My girlfriend almost turned into a Karen. She almost went back and like was like, you give us the original. We don't want spicy. Or, and I was like, babe, it's 3 a.m. Can we just go to bed?
Well, was she mad because she didn't like the way it tasted?
No, the upcharge. Because they didn't tell us that it was like, they didn't give us an option for a regular one. We're like, what are we doing here? That being said, we still love Taco Bell.
Rockaholics, we need someone to give us a call right now that would like to play the game Beat Migs and hopefully take this man down. He's got a record of 301 wins, 90 losses, and 52 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We play Beat Migs at 850.
The Daily